Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, Ramon. Ramon, it's Clinton. Hello, it's Clinton here.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Listen, I was just phoning up about the podcast. You know, thanks for coming down to London for the launch of the podcast.
Oh, aye. Well, it's nice to be asked. It's nice to get here. It's really well. Because I've been so busy, actually, to get a wee bit of time off. It's been quite difficult.
I wanted to just bring up something. I don't want to cause a fuss. As you know, we've got... Well, I've got series four of the podcast coming out. You do feature a little bit in it. And, you know, you came to the press launch to promote the podcast last week. Yeah.
I'll never forget it.
Wondering why you drank so much because...
Are you talking about?
Well, you know, they're quite eminent people there. You're drinking a bit. Psychic Sally was there, Darren Brown.
No, hold on a minute. They can ring the silver service tray and I took my portion. You're just the same. If somebody comes up to you with a tray full of champagne, you'll take the lot.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think you did take a little bit more than your portion.
Basically, I got hammered. Is that what you're trying
to say?
Well,
a little bit, didn't you?
I had 3 glasses of wine and there was a few glasses of orange juice. How was I to know there was Bacardi in them?
Yeah, that's right. Well, and you didn't. You had a couple of large vodka and tonic, didn't you?
Yeah. Weren't you? Because you were helping the chefs with the sausage rolls. I know you did because there was left. And don't blame me.
Okay, look, can I just get...
A lack of truck drivers. You hoovered the lot of the pastries. You were sponsored by Greggs, you dirty fat bastard.
Right, can I just get to... I don't want to get personal. All I'm saying is that... There were some quite eminent people there. Psychic Sally was there, wasn't she? Darren Brown, right up his ass, weren't you? Darren, you go. Can I go on your teleprogram?
Try and play.
You had the bloke in a headlock at one stage.
I did not. Oh, you've got a bloody cheek. What about you and Yvette Fielding? Poor Yvette Fielding. Now, let's be honest, she's not the best looking lassie in the night vision goggles. But my goodness, Yvette Fielding, you wouldn't so much Fielding for Yvette, but bloody stalking the poor lassie. Oh, Yvette, I want to go on a ghost hunt with you. Oh, and for the record, she doesn't want to hear about you and your blue Peter badge. She couldn't give a fuck. Oh, Yvette, I'm in the... Advent candle mobile out a cult hanger when I was a boy. Oh, away you go. Nobody gives a shite.
What about you and Paul McKenna? Oh, Paul, I read your book. Change your life in 7 days. I can make you rich. I can make you sleep. I can make you thin. I can make you thin. He looked at you like, really thin? What did he read? The inside cover? Because it's clearly not work. How dare you? Do you know I managed to get to that dude? Ollie Mears. He's a world-class celebrity singer with a string of classics to his name. And he does that voice program. And there's you. Oh, Ollie. I'd turn round for you, Ollie. Yeah, that's what you said. I'd smash that big red mushroom and turn around for you, filthy pig. He didn't know where to put himself.
What?
And trying to muscle him with your new book. What sort of title is Exploring Our Hole?
It's Hole with a W. Examining Our Hole.
Whatever it is, it's filthy. Filthy.
Oh, shut up. Better than you examining a whale. That's what would be examining you whale.
Right, listen to me. It's a question of upbringing, that's all. I'm used to social functions. I'm not sure you were dragged up that way, were you?
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, your background. I'm not sure. Well, it was very hospitable in your house. Let's just say this. When people came round, it weren't for nothing, was it? I mean, money changed hands round your house.
Listen, are you bringing up my family again?
Well, I'm just saying, it's a question of the way you were brought up.
You do that every time. How dare you bring my family, especially my mother? And I know it's very subtle the way you start it. What? I'm just going to cut. I'm cutting the head off the snake right now. And you know what I'm going to do?
What?
You need to pick up real psychics. I'm going to get somebody I know to make a voodoo doll out of your mother, whatever bits I can find her. Yeah. After she got hit by that rickshaw. Let's just start with a voodoo doll of bits of your mother, and I'll start with a lucky bag out of Ann Summers, a couple of cock rings and some intimate gel.
Oh, how dare you!
Away and lie on your side, you dirty bastard!
What I've got? Oh, I've got a little voodoo doll of your mum here. Look, that's... Oh, God, it's very lifelike. Raggedy old hair, bits coming out of her. Stuffing coming out of her arsehole. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? I tell you, your mother, the way she dragged you up, the amount of people coming in and out of your door, weren't they? Morning, noon, and bloody night.
Well, at least, you've got a damn cheek with all these slurs. At least you could successfully go out for a bag of shopping, unlike you skiddling about like she was on wheels.
What?
Silly bitch.
My mum on wheels? What are you talking about?
Oh, come on. She was a test crash dummy for rickshaws, and you know it.
Oh,
and she was a whore.
Yeah, calling my mum a whore? How dare
you? She was a dirty whore.
If she
had another pair of legs, she'd have opened up and bell a Bruce.
Christ! Your mother down the docks, semen. I'd say there was semen down there all over a bloody handbag. That's your mum.
Your family get banned from Ancestry.com.
Why?
Who's your father, Boris Johnson? How many sisters and brothers have you got?
Oh, Christ. It's a definition of mass confusion. Father's Day round your house. Is it this one? I don't know. I can't bloody well remember.
Ach, your father couldn't shoot his duff. He was riddled with ED.
Oh!
That's why we've got Ebola. Sales and marketing. Your father was a salesman. That was a wet market, a dirty monkey bastard.
Oh, you calling my dad a dirty monkey bastard? That bloody mattress your mum was on. Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky.
Yeah,
squeaky, squeaky, squeaky. They were banging on the wall. Could you keep it down, old mother to me? Could you keep it down, please?
We lived in a semi-detached, I'll have you know.
There are enough semis in your house, I tell you that. Yeah, something like that. And your mum was detached.
Shocking.
Detached from reality.
Oh, Mummy, what are we having? Oh, there's a carrot, Clinton. Oh, no, that's my vibrator.
Oh, Christ, how dare you say that about my mum? Vibrator? Your mum up there with that tartan vibrator turned out to be a bloody thermos flask.
My mother was well respected in the community, I'll have you know.
Well known in the bloody community. And not just her community either. Any bloody community she turned her hand to.
Oh, my poor mummy. She brought me up down in bended knee cleaning stairs so I could have a living eye. And where was your dad? Out travelling. They f***ing won her.
Your mum was on bended
knee.
Your mum was on bended knee, all right. 9 hours a day on bended knee, your mum.
No wonder you're no well. Your father pumped the life out of anything.
Oh, how dare you. My father was a fine, upstanding man.
That was the problem with it. Wasn't he upstanding? It was like a walnut whip.
Oh, how dare you bring up my
dad's... The only colour you painted was the f***ing that came at the end of your dad's bell end.
Oh,
green,
Christ,
you monkey bastard.
Right, I'm hanging up, you dirty bastard. Well, anyway, I was going to say just thank you for coming to the launch of my podcast. Drink aside, you have contributed to Series 4, which is out soon.
You're very bloody welcome. My heart's racing. I don't need this.
No, I know you don't.
Right. Well, you'd be quite happy, wouldn't you? You'd be quite happy if I flatlined right on front of your show.
How dare you? I invited you along, didn't I?
That's the biggest problem, folks out there. He's got no respect for the dead because he wants all his guests.
Right, well, that's Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast Series 4. Out soon!
And don't forget, Clinton Baptiste is currently touring his live show, Stratospheric, in venues right across the country until December. For ticket details, go to clintonbaptiste.com/live. Fading now. Spirit, fading now.
Thank you. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.